Blog Talk Radio.
What up? How's everybody out there doing today, man? Today is August 30. Yeah, it's approximately 8:53 in the a.m. right now. Let me give a shout out to all the positive people out there doing some positive things. You know what I mean? And just want to say welcome to Soul Every Day with PDP. Man, we got a great day sports that's going on right now. You know what I mean? Texas Tech is about to play. The Blind Side. You know what I'm saying? I remember we played against Ole Miss back in the day in the Cotton Bowl. That was actually my freshman year. And, man, that was one crazy year. You know what I'm saying? And all I can say is people change. You know what I mean? I remember. No, that was the next year. That's whenever the Wayne Slay. He got caught by the lineman after we blocked the field goal. But back. And it's Ole Miss. You know, see, I haven't been really paying attention too much physically. You know what I mean? Because I've been on the radio and things like that. But all I gotta say is that I was just videoing with my phone, but I'm gonna go ahead and just turn that off. Just turn that off, you know what I'm saying? But anyways, I haven't really been there physically, you know what I'm saying? I've just been watching a lot of film and watching other people's videos and things and following them on Texas, following them on Twitter and things like that in that nature too as well. But I'm curious, you know what I mean? I'm curious. We got Emmett Jones. He's the wide receiver coach. He's talking about how things have changed.
Extremely high, confidentially high. Defensive group. All those guys are very confident. They all have played and they're all coming back. And they're just flowing through the offense. So really, I look at things as changed for the entire program as far as from a cultural aspect, you know. So I know the defensive guys are using it, but I kind of use it myself as for whole program aspect, you know. Just the camaraderie is at an all-time high. The competition level is at an all-time high. The depth is at an all-time high. Just the mindset around this campus right now. I hadn't seen it since I've been here, and I'm going on year four, so very soon.
Remember, I'm playing the audio. I was feeling a little jittery. And football really spiked me. Right in the place. Sorry. You know what I mean? Right now, we're talking about the back. That's on another day. You know what I mean? But I'm going to be a bad cat here. You know what I'm saying? Three quarterbacks. There's one quarter. You know what I mean? We're just going to have to see on that day, of course. Everything's good. I believe that was in 2007. Yes, 2007.
and he started to make strides. You know what I mean? But that's what we had back in the day, though. You know what I'm saying? We have to deal with that, though. You know what I mean? And now a lot of them, you know, coaching. Now I'm coaching with Mike Leach. I know Dr. McNabb, I think I saw he was. Hey, we all used to hang out on the field too, as well, you know, the reason for my bad habit. Nah, I'm playing, but he wasn't on the defensive side. Shout out to Tuesday too. Now, all my coaches too are just surprisingly at OU. You know what I'm saying? And I get up out of Texas trying to get up out of Oklahoma now, all of them, you know, including the head coach, Lincoln Riley. I believe he was our scout team coach back in the day. You know what I mean? So, which is crazy. But if you guys are going to be in that Houston area, man, I encourage you to go ahead and go. And if you're a former player, you know what I'm saying, I'm very involved in too with the Double T Varsity Club. Actually, interviewed the director, you know what I'm saying, Mr. Rodney Allison. He was actually the Southwest Conference here, I believe, back in 1976. Yes, he was here. He was a Red Raider, the starting quarterback, I believe, from 74 to 77. That boy did it. Dang, man, now he's a director of Double T Varsity Club, and they will have a tailgate inside the game. So if you guys go, if you guys is from Houston or you from Dallas or wherever you from, but you're going to the game, I encourage you to go ahead and just let Rodney know. You know, you can look him up on Facebook too as well, Rodney Allison, and you can just message him and tell him you're coming to the game. And if you're a former player, you can sign up, and it's free to sign up, and you get just like whenever you're playing, you get three tickets. Anybody after three or four people with just like $5 and things like that. But back to Texas Tech receivers coach Emmett Jones, man. Here's what he says, what it's going to take to win the Big 12.
Just being consistent, disciplined, students of the game, playing hard, and at the end of the day, you know, just trusting the game plan and believing in the game plan and just letting your God-given ability just help you succeed every play.
Already. He seemed kind of nervous, though. You know what I'm saying, as he was answering that question, but I know he believes in the boys. You know what I mean, and that's just one of those things that you gotta convince the public to believe too, but you already believe it. You know what I mean? So I think that's what the hesitation for why he was answering that question. And too, man, it's been a former player, and that's one thing, but I do, I spend a lot of time with people who went to OU or OSU, you know what I mean, and they used to say, like, the mindset was different. But kind of see that, yeah, that's when that really started to change, really went, I'm going to say that with everyone. My music was a little high. But what I was saying was Aaron Rodgers, four year extension with the Packers, $176 to $180 million, which is $67 million guaranteed. Woo!
end, before this year ends, he will make $103 million guaranteed. And he's only 34, people. He's only 34. So they want him there until he's 40. Until he's 40, they want him there. And is he better than Brett Favre? Is that what that means? Will he finish his contract? Will he finish his career there? I guess we don't have to ask if he's going to move or not. No. Oh, that was just a little jokey joke I like to throw in there, man. But shout out to Aaron Rodgers. What would you do for all that money, man? This dude, all he got to do is throw a football and stay healthy. You know what I mean? This dude is 34 years old, $103 million guaranteed. But you want to know what? It can't bring his relationship with his brother back. You know what I mean? So you never know what some people are going through. You know, personally, I think you could be doing good professionally. You can be doing great professionally. But personally, you could be going through who knows what. You know what I mean? Because sometimes you can get to a certain level and people start to envy you. You know what I mean? Sometimes it could be the closest people that envy you, like Aaron Rodgers, I believe. You know, his brother was what, on The Bachelor and things like that. And then I think it was all for publicity, but you never know what goes on in people's homes. You know what they say, you never know what goes on behind closed doors, what they say in relationships. When they be talking about, why would you stay with him? Why would you do with this? You know what I mean? That's crazy. And did you guys hear what's going on with Serena Williams? Let me hit the ghetto bell for Serena Williams. Hey, Serena Williams, you know, they was talking about her skin-tight suit, in which we all know as athletes, you know, that helps with our muscles and things like that. But she came out in a tutu. Is that what you call it, a tutu, TT? I don't know. But Serena Williams, man, shout out to her. She's actually about to go up against her sister, Venus Williams, who she says that's her toughest opponent. And did you guys see that Nike commercial? Oh, sweet baby Jesus. You know what I'm saying? They got Serena and her dad being trained at them in Venus. Venus, he's training them in Compton in the hood on the tennis courts. You know the tennis courts, they got the grass coming up through the cracks. You know what I mean? Got the halfway nets. We all got them in the hood. I don't know, but they all just be messing up. But most people just be sitting on them. You know what I mean? But he was like, just imagine yourself. Just imagine yourself. You know what I'm saying? At the French Open. And she's serving the ball, and boom, and there it is. That was Serena winning there. I was like, woo, you got to say every day, baby. You got to say every day, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Serena Williams. Oh, my sweet baby Jesus. Man, she actually was fighting for, she has been fighting for equal pay, you know what I mean, and standing up for women's rights. So shout out to her. And she's married, too, and she's a mother. She's a mother. You know, she actually her baby is mixed just as well as mine. And, boy, I wonder if they got the same problems I have. You know what I'm saying? My sink is clogged up right now. Like, man, why? Where's all this hair coming from? But it's probably mine. But back on Aaron Rodgers, man. Aaron Rodgers, four-year extension with the Packers, $176 to $180 million, $67 million before this year ends, and $103 million guaranteed. He's only 34, people. Is he better than Brett Favre? Better than Brett Favre. See, Brett Favre is my era of quarterback. You know what I mean? And I love Brett Favre. Brett Favre was that mobile quarterback, kind of like Steve Young. They would go back and forth with one another. And Brett Favre, y'all remember when he won the Super Bowl and Desmond Howard, man, he ran that kickoff return back. Woo! All I got to say is, man, see, that's when football was great. That's when you can hit, you know what I'm saying? You can hit and get hit, and people were just like, get up! Get up! You know what I mean? It's like, woo! Boy, I remember they used to call me the headhunter. Whenever I was growing up, I remember we were sorry when we was called the Browns. We was in third grade. But the next year when Brett Favre and them was good, y'all remember Antonio Freeman? Woo, boy! What's the Dorsey Levins? Oh, man, Reggie White? Oh, man, I'm trying to tell you, the Green Bay Packers was the team back then. And, boy, I remember my Coach Hardaway. He was like,
This shit, fellas, we ain't gonna be called the Browns no more. We're no longer no Brownies. He said, we're gonna be called the Packers. Well, all us kids went crazy. We were like, oh, we're gonna be called the Packers. Then he showed us our uniform, man. We had the same team. We went from being zeros to heroes. But we was a year older, too. You know what I'm saying? We started out, we was that young group. You know what I mean? But then we ended up playing with our group. And, well, like I said, went from zeros to heroes. Shout out to the Packers back in the day. And our rival back then were the Dolphins. That's that Paul Young Football League, man. Shout out to Oklahoma. You know what I mean? But this Saturday, them Texas Tech Red Raiders is going up against the Ole Miss. Ole Mississippi. Man, I remember I was playing they scout team running back. You know what I'm saying? Oh, that's my mama calling. I was playing the scout team running back of them back in the day whenever we played them in a bowl game. But, man, it's going down at NRG Stadium. The game time is at 11 a.m., so you guys got to get up early. I know they're going to have an early roll call. So shout out to them Red Raiders, man. I hope you guys go out there and go be great. You know what I mean? We're rooting for you here in the 806 and all around the world and surrounding cities. And I'm going to leave you with some Nicki Minaj, you feel me?
I came to win, to fight, to conquer, to thrive. I came to win, to fight, to prosper, to rise.
Shower moment. To fly. I'm tripping. If you're just not tuning in, man, we're talking about Aaron Rodgers. He's a very rich man. He just signed a 4-year extension with the Packers for $176 to $180 million. 67 of that before this year, and then by the end of this year, he's going to have $103 million guaranteed. He's only 34 years old, people. And also, them Texas Tech Red Raiders, they're traveling to Houston to the NRG Stadium to handle the worst defense. Who had the worst defense in NCAA last year? Ole Miss. Yes, they play Saturday at 11 a.m. And Emmett Jones, I really like the way he answered a few questions. And if you guys just not tuning in, he's talking about how things have changed.
Extremely high, confidentially high defensive group. All those guys are very confident. They all have played and they're all coming back. And it's just flowing through the offense. So really, I look at things has changed for the entire program as far as from a cultural aspect, you know. So I know the defensive guys are using it, but I kind of use it myself as for a whole program aspect, you know. Just the camaraderie is at an all-time high, the competition level is at an all-time high, the depth is at an all-time high, just the mindset around this campus right now. I hadn't seen it since I've been here, and I'm going on year 4, so I'm very excited.
Already sounds like he's very excited, man. He said, man, he ain't seen it like this in 4 years, and he's been here for 4 years. So shout out to that. And he's also talking about what he thinks he needs for the Red Raiders to do to win the Big 12.
Just being consistent, disciplined, students of the game, playing hard, and at the end of the day, you know, just trusting the game plan and believing in the game plan and just letting your God-given ability just help you succeed every play.
Already, man. Shout out to the Texas Tech receivers coach, Emmett Jones. Shout out to the Texas Tech Red Raiders. Man, you guys travel, go down there and be safe. And for you guys having them watch parties, I know it's going to be a lot of it, baby. First game of the season. Let's go. It'll be better if it was in Lubbock, though, man. Let's keep it with zeal. But, man, let's make sure y'all stay safe. Stay true to yourself and be yourself because everybody else is taken. When you wake up in the morning, make sure you got the devil shaking, man. You can catch me from 3 to 7 tonight on 104.9 The Beat with the word on the street with Pretty P. But, yo, do what you love and love what you do. Life's about making your dreams come true. Peace to God. And I'm out. Yeah.